And as the mighty iron leviathan of the modern railway is so familiarly known in its every pace, that with watches in their hands men time his rate as doctors that of a baby's pulse, and lightly say of it, the up train or the down train will reach such and such a spot at such and such an hour, even so, almost, there are occasions when these Nantucketers time that other leviathan of the deep, according to the observed humor of his speed, and say to themselves, so many hours hence, this whale will have gone 200 miles, will have about reached this or that degree of latitude or longitude. But to render this acuteness at all successful in the end, the wind and the sea must be the whaleman's allies. For of what present avail to the becalmed or windbound mariner is the skill that assures him that he is exactly 93 leagues and a quarter from his port? Inferable from these statements are many collateral, subtle matters touching the chase of whales. The ship tore on, leaving such a furrow in the sea as when a cannonball, missent, becomes a plowshare and turns up the level field. "By salt and hemp!" cried Stubb. "But this swift motion of the deck creeps up one's legs and tingles at the heart. This ship and I are two brave fellows, ha ha! Someone take me up and launch me spine-wise on the sea. For by live oaks my spine's a keel, ha ha! We go the gate that leaves no dust behind. There she blows, she blows, she blows right ahead!" was now the masthead cry.